Sarah, I started a Substack last spring, just kind of as an experiment, and it turns out I love it. I'm treating it kind of like an old school blog, writing about things that are happening in my life.
Megan, I've loved following your stuff on Substack, and I actually just really like Substack in general.
You know, we've both been a lot less active on Instagram lately, and I'm finding that Substack scratches that itch to connect and create without all the busyness of a typical social media feed. So I would love it if Mom Hour listeners wanted to look me up there. I'm at meganfrancis.substack.com, and that's Megan with two A's, meganfrancis.substack.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Megan.
We're two moms with eight kids between us, from little to grown.
We're in different areas of the country and in different stages of life.
But we both know that motherhood's a lot easier when real moms share tips and encouragement.
And remind you that it's really all going to be okay.
We're not experts. We're parents who've been there.
We're not perfect. We're real. Welcome to the Mom Hour.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 241 of the Mom Hour. I am Megan Francis, here as always with Sarah Powers. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve to you. We're really excited about today's episode because we are just going to keep it really simple. We've got no ads today. We don't really have a super structured topic. We're just going to catch up kind of on the end of our year, looking forward into 2020, which it's amazing that we're moving into a new decade, and all the things that we kind of have coming up with the podcast and other aspects of our business and maybe some personal and fun stuff too. So we're just really glad that you're here listening and that we're kind of going into the new year together.
I love this. It's tempting sometimes to try to do all of the content. If you happen to be a content creator or blogger, you know what I mean. It's like, okay, there was the holiday content, the New Year's content, the starting off the new year right content. And this just felt like we wanted to be with you guys today. And we never like to miss a Tuesday episode, of course. But we've got lots of time to talk, give you parenting tips and like all the hardcore stuff. We just wanted to be together. So we kept this episode. We didn't sell sponsor spots. We just kept it we protected it like a little fireside chat for today. So I'm excited.
Yeah, excited about this one. And the first thing that we want to, the first order of business, as it were, is to say welcome to new listeners. We know you're out there. We're seeing those numbers creep up, and we think maybe some of you are coming from Spotify. Possibly. I have to say, I am doing so much more of my podcast listening in Spotify now than I used to.
I love Spotify. I don't know if you all saw on Instagram, they provided us a really cool little video that wrapped up some of our stats as podcasters on Spotify.
That was really
cool. We know that our listenership grew a bunch there. And I think people are discovering our show through Apple Podcasts. We're staying pretty highly ranked in the parenting category, which has been such an ego boost. Let's be honest. Most of the other shows in that parenting category near the top are put out by major networks or media companies, or they're backed by a celebrity name. We're one of only a couple who is truly independent and grew this from nothing from the start. And so we just feel really grateful and lucky. I know there's a ton of new listeners just in terms of how our audience has grown. And if you have stumbled upon our show very recently, we have a page on our site, themomhour.com/new, where we round up episodes by topic or stage of life or stage of motherhood. And also a note that we just got an email from somebody who likes to listen from the very beginning, which, of course, we love. And that's a daunting task if you're trying to binge our show. Apple Podcasts and many of the other providers don't let you go above 300 episodes. It's not possible to have our entire work, our entire
body of work, our catalog.
It doesn't fit anymore. But they are all at themomhour.com. So if you want to go from the beginning, you just go to themomhour.com. And there's a couple of ways. We'll make it easy in the show notes to find the complete list of all episodes. And you can start at number one and go there. So, yeah, welcome if you're new. Thank you for sticking around. We have so much content to dig into, no matter what you're facing as a mom. And we hope you'll continue to get new episodes, even as you dip back into the archives. I think that's what we hear most from people, is that they find us, they start listening moving forward. And then as they do that, they're going back and searching for different topics from the archives. So I think that's
fun. And that is one nice thing about checking out our, I love my podcast apps. I have more than one. But sometimes I just like, when I'm getting into a new show, I really like to go to their website because it's just more navigable feeling, and you get a better sense for like all the different content that they've got going on, and it's searchable, much more easily searchable. So we encourage you to dig in there at themomhour.com or wherever you listen. to podcasts. An exciting thing that we have coming up this in 2020, well, that should already be kind of out there by the time this episode launches,
it
is our podcast. Will it? Okay. Sarah's doing the heavy lifting on finishing this project, but it's our podcast club. And this is something that we've been talking about doing for years, and we really overthought it for a really long time and made it really hard to get moving on. But the idea is that we are hoping that listeners will, I guess, make a resolution of sorts to make more in real life connections with other moms. I know that can be really hard. We've both faced how hard that can be for different reasons at different stages of motherhood. And now the fact that you can be on social media all day sometimes makes it feel less necessary. But we actually think nowadays it's more necessary than ever because it's so easy to avoid. So yeah, we are hoping that people will use our podcast club much the same way a book club might work. And I know for myself, I have been a member of plenty of book clubs where the point really isn't the book so much. The point is getting together with a group of people and talking about your lives and maybe your kids and issues. And the book becomes kind of the thing that gets everyone together. And that's kind of what we see this as. It's a podcast club where you can have the opportunity to listen to a couple episodes at the same time as some other people in your community and then get together with them in real life to have some snacks and talk about it.
Yeah. And what we provide you with when you download the kit is everything you need to make that a really fun evening. So we have tips for, you know, how to send the invitation, what to put in the invitation. We've got a special download, a special audio file from us that you won't hear anywhere else on the podcast, but you get to play it for your friends when they come over. We've got recommended episodes for everybody to go listen to. And then just like when you get a book club book and there's discussion questions in the back to kind of guide the discussion, we've provided those for you too. So we've made it really easy. And we've heard from people that they want to do this anyway. They want to take the solo experience of listening to a podcast and connect other moms around that topic. And I think we see this, it's not about Megan and Sarah. It's about using the conversations that we have here on the Mom Hour to then continue that conversation in your own community.
I totally agree because we see that happening on our social media feeds, just to like the smallest extent. And we want that to happen in real life. We want you to be able to have those conversations.
Do you remember, Megan, that my word for 2019, do you remember what it was?
No.
It was invite.
So, that's right. Do you remember what mine was? Because I forgot it by March.
Yours was something about the
opposite. Stop being so sad. It might have been something. Like that.
No, remember? So I remember it was like opposite of mine, which is not, of course. Yeah.
Oh, wasn't I going to like kind of withdraw? I didn't use the word withdraw because that sounds very negative, but I think that I really think it was something
patience?
Like retreat. Patience? Oh, it might have been, yes, patience or
still or something.
Something like that. And actually, even though, and I think we even talked about that, we should link up that episode because even though we talked about the fact that you will sometimes not continue with it all year long, I believe we made like reference to the fact that sometimes just the fact that you start the year off with that intention, even if you forget you did it, it still follows through. And I will say this has been a great year of patience and looking inward and all of those things that I meant to do a year ago. Even though I forgot that I said I was going to, I still did it.
Well, I agree. I totally lost track of my word, as many people do a couple months in, but I don't see that as like a giving up. I feel like an intention is kind of what gives you that, like sets your course direction. And then you're not off course because you're already on the course. So there's a certain amount of just keeping going. But my word was invite. And I meant that kind of like somewhat literally and then lots of metaphorically. But I did have a couple of things where I invited people into my home. I did a mother-daughter book exchange, which was on my kind of list of things I wanted to do. And that also kind of felt like a community gathering around an idea and a little bit outside my comfort zone, a little bit scary to invite people to something that they weren't sure what it was or what to expect. And I think the podcast club could be that for some of you. It's a little bit, you know, outside your comfort zone to host something like that. And that's why we've tried to make it really easy for you.
Yeah. And I'm excited about that. And everyone can find that at themomhour.com/club.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to purchase the download there.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Well, what else do we have going on in 2020?
Well, go ahead. Can I go?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I've not been very good about promoting it, but we have a brand new podcast, my daughter and I, called Kid Literate. So one of my goals is to be more out there and self-promotional about that as we kick off the new year, because I have a really talented 11-year-old co-host who deserves some time in the spotlight, I think.
Can I tell you that Clara has been listening faithfully? And last night she sat and listened. I think you were actually recording while she was listening, yeah, which I think is kind of funny. And she just said, I just miss Allegra. But I think she really enjoys it and has been like really on top of it and thinks it's quality.
Well, thank you. And Clara is a welcome guest anytime. We should Skype clean feed, connect her and put her on as a guest. Yeah. So that's been a fun one for me, and we'll continue that in 2020. But I think I jumped all over your outline here.
Oh, no, it's OK. The outline is simply merely a suggestion. And I also have big plans for our show Expecting that I've been working on for a year now. I mentioned that pretty recently, so I won't go into too much detail, just to say like there are just a few little things that have to happen for that very first episode to be ready to go. And then what happens to that first episode, I don't know, but Expecting is going to get birthed this year in 2020.
It's going to get born. Yep. I know you said you talked about it recently, but let's assume there's some people who have no idea what you're talking about.
Expecting is a podcast that is a more narrative style than what we've done before, which is why it's taking me so darn long, because it turns out all those NPR people have a whole staff, and it's just like me and our sound engineer and some help from Sarah and Kelsey, who is our sponsorship coordinator. But anyway, it is a show that follows the lives of six pregnant women as they are in various stages of pregnancy, and just deals with like all the issues that you deal with when you're pregnant. It's not exactly like a reality show. It's more based around, or I guess organized around, topics like crazy pregnancy dreams and birth plans and telling your family you're pregnant and all those things. So we follow them through, and we had these six panelists who are all over the country and actually all over the world, and who shared their stories with us. And now we are going through. So that's all been done. Now
the babies are born.
Mm-hmm. Now it's the very intensive process of piecing the stories together. And it's not my comfort zone. It's not something I've really done in audio before. So it's been, it's kind of like so many pregnancy and birth metaphors I could go into here. It's still gestating. I'm almost in transition. I'll just go there. Like I'm in labor.
Yeah.
But Expecting has not yet crowned.
Well, and we know a lot of you are really excited because we get your emails.
And unfortunately, a lot of the people who were pregnant when they were really first excited are no longer pregnant, or maybe pregnant again at this point. They could actually be pregnant with another baby by now. Eventually, we will get the show into your hands.
It does make me think of when you hear, you know, big time authors and creators and people be like, oh, yeah, that was like that project took 5 years to get off the ground. And it always sounds so unbelievable. But, you know, a year in, I can see how that would be true. Like it just, we're used to doing things. The type of content we've created has been quick. You know, we're scrappy, and we like to learn how to do something and do it and put it out there. And you guys listening demand more, and we make more. And so this project just has been of a different nature.
Well, and that in just like with Kid Literate, I mean, we have a lot of other things going on. And so sometimes things get backburnered because no one is pounding on our door asking for them. But like you finally have to get over yourself a little bit and go, okay.
Yep.
Putting it out there.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So that is also coming. Gosh, there's a lot coming in 2020. Mm-hmm. Another thing we've talked a few times about recently is our monetization course. It is all about how to make real money on a podcast through sponsorships and ad sales, which is our economic model here at the Mom Hour, and how we've really turned this podcast into a full-time living for both of us. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot to share. We've learned a lot. If you have a podcast that's in the early stages and you're wondering if you're ready for advertisers, or if you have a show and you know you're ready for advertisers, but you want to make more money, or maybe it's an idea, but you want to get off on the right foot and you just want to make sure you're setting yourself up for sponsor success later, you're going to like this class a lot. It's going to be video based, but we will also have live calls, and we will offer the opportunity to workshop media kits live, pitches, like all kinds of stuff. So it's going to be a really robust and fun course. And you can find information about that at lifelistened.com/monetize. Also, if you go through the show notes link, you're going to be able to get our early bird rate through January 15th. So we're not leaving that open to the general public. That's been closed. But for our listeners, we want you guys to have access to that. And it's $100 off. So it's a significant discount. So just find the link in the show notes and it'll allow you to go get that rate.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about this. For those who don't know, we met, the two of us met in an online class that you were teaching, Megan.
That's right.
And these virtual classes can be really pretty transformative for people's, you know, solo ventures that they're doing. It's very lonely to try and build something like this. So we're excited to use what we've learned and pass that on and hopefully shorten the timeline and the learning curve for people who don't need to take 2.5 years to do what
to figure out how to,
you know,
get sponsors.
What we did in 2.5 years, we can hopefully
help
shorten
you do
that
faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I will say too, like the class that you were in, Sarah, and then other classes I've taught online, just like you're saying, like I was always amazed by not just what people did with the material they learned in the class, but then what people did with the relationships they made in the class.
Yep.
I still remember everybody who was in your course. And like, mm-hmm. there's been such cool collaborations and people have done really neat stuff with not only what they learned, but also like what they learned from each other.
Yeah. Agreed.
In that course.
Yeah. And that starts February 4th. I don't know if we said that.
Yep. But. February 4th. Yep.
Yeah.
So where are we going to be in 2020? And let's talk professionally. I know we're going to be at a couple conferences. We'll be at Mom 2.0 this year.
Yeah. That's in LA in May.
In LA in May. There's PodFest in March, and I believe I will be there with Amy Wilson from What Fresh Hell.
Are you leaving me for someone?
She's going to be my... Well, we joke about how we're basically like Sarah and Megan are basically Amy and Margaret. Like there's some really weird parallels
down to the hair color.
Color of our hair. Yes, it is a little odd. But she'll be my Sarah fill-in because it's going to be on the east side of the state or of the country.
Yeah.
In Florida. So... if anyone's planning on going to PodFest, drop us a line and let us know because I would love to see you. And I know that that is becoming a pretty big one. Or Mom 2.0.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if you're going to be there too.
And we might wrestle up some other events.
I have a feeling there will be more on our calendar. I mean, that's all we're planning right now.
One of the reasons, can I talk about myself for a second? Can I take
over?
Of
course.
One of the reasons I didn't want to travel very much in Q1 for work is that I have a milestone birthday coming up in the middle of February and would like to extend that celebration as much as possible. So I am turning 40 in the middle of February. There's already a built-in 4-day weekend for President's Day that it's literally my birthday weekend. So that's convenient. That'll be a little family trip just up to my hometown. But then I have a trip later in March. Might even be right during PodFest. I knew there was a reason I couldn't go to Florida, but going to Charleston, South Carolina with another couple who's also, Allison's also turning 40. So we kind of split the difference in our birthday timing and are doing a trip then. So it's going to be a busy.
You're
going to
be in the 40s. Look with along with me.
I know.
I've been there so long now. It just feels so old hat to be like, ugh, how are you not 40 yet?
I know. And most of my friends are a few years older than me.
Yeah.
So I do feel like I've been in the club and my husband's about a year and a half older. So I kind of feel like one of the last ones of the people that I hang out with. I'm feeling fine about it, I guess.
I felt really good about turning 40 and I had a very fun, as you know, because you were part of it.
Yeah.
About a week long. Well, it's kind of one of those things where the actual celebration was like 4 days long. But I kind of extended it on either side by saying things like, I'll be 40 soon or I just turned 40.
Yeah, I'm already doing that. Like,
yeah, so. You're getting a jump on me. I don't think I was talking about it quite so far in advance, but I was definitely thinking about it. And I felt good about it in the way you feel good about big milestones,
like
the excitement of moving into something else. And I would always rather be at the beginning of a new decade than the end of an old one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, there's fun, like, kind of just coincidental timing of my birthday happens at the beginning of the calendar year and I was born in a decade year. So I'm always turning a new decade at the same time. And so like all of the hoopla around like 2020, actually 20 plus 20 equals 40. Like I have weird.
You can just extend it for months.
Yeah. Like it's the whole year. But no, I'm feeling good about it. One thing I thought, and maybe by the time this airs, I will have like ironed this out, but if I work backwards to a 40 days till 40, that puts me at something like January 5th or 6th is like 40 days until my birthday, which I thought would be. And I don't know what those 40 days would be, but I thought it's kind of a fun number countdown and it coincides basically with the new year. So whatever I go into the new year with is essentially like could also be a lead up or some kind of like, you know, a little personal challenge or personal intention. And I don't have it down yet, but I'm open to ideas because I like. I like the symmetry is the wrong word. I like the way those numbers line up, that if I do 40 days to 40, that would start on, I think it's January 5th or 6th. It's a nice, nice timing with the new year. So we'll see.
That's awesome. So I think that would be really fun, Sarah. And I don't know how you feel about like blogging anymore, but it does seem like the kind of thing that lends itself to a mini blog on Instagram or something.
Yeah, writing daily. I know.
I mean, that's a big thing to bite off and chew. But sometimes when you like say you're going to do something like that, it becomes less.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like it just becomes part of your rhythm.
Well, you did 60 days of yoga. I could write an Instagram post every day. Jeez.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, first of all, I also want to really quickly say when I was on my trip up north, I wrote a long Instagram post every single day. And that was 6 days. Now I wasn't really working. So that was, but there was something about looking around saying, what is the interesting thing I'm going to find around me to talk about every day? It really made me more, there's some real value to those projects. And I know a lot of people do them at the new year. So I'm just kind of digging in on that. Like there's some real value to looking around every day and saying, what is the thing I'm going to notice today and have an opinion about and putting that structure around it.
Yeah.
So I'd be pretty happy if you insta'd it.
All right. Well, I will consider that. Did you type? I know you did those. I read them and we shared some of them on the Mom Hour. Did you type them with your thumbs?
I typed them with my thumbs.
I mean, you are the original, like,
you know,
phone
I'm not good
hater,
at that.
And
well,
I,
actually,
I'm
no,
becoming I, this in my old age.
I can't even type with my thumbs. It's so, first of all, my phone is too dang big. Like I have the bigger iPhone. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people fly around on this keyboard with their thumbs. I haven't figured out the way to hold it.
Don't you only type with one hand also?
I only type with one hand. You've seen me text.
I know.
Haven't you?
But
it's awful. I look like an old person.
The people who are flying around on the keyboard are using 5 additional digits to what you're doing.
How? That's what I'm saying. Like, so even when I hold, so someone's going to have to give me a lesson. I'm opening up my text right now so I can, so I'm holding my phone and I'm trying to type with both of my thumbs and it's like my thumbs are all big and they're hitting the wrong keys. That doesn't work. So how else am I supposed to do it?
I don't know.
I hold it with my left hand and I peck it out with my right index finger and it takes forever. But hey, when you have no other options.
Yes. When you've decided you're going to do something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it didn't feel like a big deal because I was just sitting in like my cabin or my tent or whatever.
Yeah.
On, you know, with my phone in front of me, I had nothing else to do. So if it took me half an hour or 45 minutes to type out 100 words, like, okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a big deal. So anyway. That said, I don't do it that way every time I Instagram. That's
for
sure.
That's a lot. Did you notice our friend Kieran Pittman turned 50 this year? Do you follow her on Instagram?
I do. Yes.
And she did. I think it was one photo from every year of her life. That's an ambitious project. But I, as just a follower, I loved seeing. So like for 50 days until she turned 50, it was like her baby year, her first year, her second year, her third year.
So I definitely saw that. I didn't realize that's what she was doing. I don't think I dug into it that much, but I have a funny Kieran Pittman story. So she wrote a book called Planting Dandelions.
I read it.
That is a memoir and it's on my bookshelf and it is not for kids.
Oh.
And Clara took it in the bathroom with her one day, just plucked it off the bookshelf and walked in the bathroom. And then she comes out and she's like, "Welp, that was inappropriate." It just made me laugh so hard. I have to tell Karen. She's like, "There was SEX right on the first page."
Oh, boy. My gosh. That is so funny. So I read that book years ago when my babies were tiny. It's a beautiful motherhood memoir.
Beautiful book. She's a great writer.
She's a beautiful writer. That is so funny. And I can see because I can picture the book and it looks very whimsical and feminine, right? So it looks like
it kind of looks like it could be written for a teenage girl. Like it really looks like it could be in that genre. And I think Clara just literally was like having a bathroom emergency and just wanted to grab some reading material on her way in. And the bookshelf's right next to the bathroom. So she just kind of handed it to me. It was like, whoops.
That is hysterical.
Funny.
Well, anyway, that was Kieran's Instagram countdown. I don't think that's what I'll do. But as a follower, I loved seeing and she had to dig up all those pictures. So like, as she got closer to 50, you were watching her get older and she's beautiful, of course. And
of course,
you know, looks great at 50 and every age. So.
Well, that's fun. So we've kind of dug into like, we already did business. We took care of business. And now we're talking about our personal lives.
Yep.
So let's dig on this a little bit more. The yoga challenge.
Yeah.
I am still, as of the recording of this, which we're a ways out.
Yeah.
And by 12:31, I better have decided. But I am at this
you're
moment.
You're getting ready or you're not.
At this moment, I'm undecided because last year, if you listened to the episodes where I talked about it, it was my big rock. Like we talk about put the big rocks in the jar first and yoga for 2 months. That was my big rock. I'm busier now. I have more stuff going on. I'm less depressed. And I just like, there's no reason for me to do it except that it sounds like a fun, like it was so positive last year that that's the reason I kind of want to do it. But then I think, do I really need it? Would I be better off doing something different? Like maybe joining a gym? Like I'm really all over the place right now. So I'm undecided, but it was a 60 yoga classes in what amounted to 59 days. Although this year's a leap year.
Oh, get an extra day.
Get an extra day. So it may actually be 60 days this year. But do I do it or not? I just don't know. Yeah. I'm undecided.
And you have some travel in there too, don't you? But you did last year.
I do, but not as
well.
Much as last year. Last year I had a ton of travel. This year I don't have as much. So I could do it. I could pull it off and it would be a nice way to get myself back in the studio regularly. I've been meaning to really get that practice going again. But then it's like, oh, that means that's how I spend my life.
Yeah.
Like all I wore was yoga clothes last January and February. So I'm undecided, but by the time this episode airs, maybe I'll have Instagrammed about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So are you setting an intention this year, Sarah, or
picking
a word or?
I liked the idea of picking a word as of this recording. I don't have one, but I am filled with all kinds of thoughts because of the new year and the milestone birthday within the first six weeks of the new year. It's kind of just like fertile ground for all of those thoughts. But I'm sometimes guilty of letting those intention-y thoughts ping around inside my brain and then not actually doing anything. Mm. So let's just declare it here that some kind of 40 days till 40 feels fun and doable. And so I can make something of that, whatever that will be. And I would like to set a word intention, but we may have to update that in one of our early January episodes because I am
still
thinking.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, but
we're
just
not there yet.
I liked that process, and I liked, like we said, the kind of the trajectory that it started, even if it didn't stay front and center for the whole year. Mm-hmm. I really like the beginning of the year. Like I just love a new year, new start. And I think I'm gonna have lots of business. We're kind of wrapping up some business projects and we've had a huge growth year for the business. So I feel like there will be some fun things for the business. I know we just talked about a bunch of new projects, but those new projects are actually things we've been working on for months. So I feel like there will be the next wave for sure.
There's definitely going to be more stuff for sure. I was just thinking about my word from last year and whether I can't remember now whether it was patience or it was something like that.
I think it was patience.
Yeah. And I really did have a very patient and introspective year in many ways. Now someone looking at me from the outside might be like, what are you talking about? You were still doing a ton of stuff and you were all over the place. For me, it was actually one of the more inward years. I turned down many social opportunities. I stayed in more. I journaled a lot. And now I'm kind of feeling like it's going to be something relating to kind of getting back out there, but more intentionally. Like now that I stripped so much away, what do I replace it with? And then how do I not just fall back into same old patterns that are so easy, especially for an extrovert who just wants to fill time? Mm-hmm. Like, how do I make sure that time is worth being spent on those things? And like, what is that direction going to look like? So I think for both of us, probably by the time this episode airs, we'll have probably solidified that. And maybe it'll be a New Year's Eve Voxer conversation you and I are having or something. And maybe we'll find some fun way to share that. I think that would actually be really fun.
Totally.
So yeah. So personally, that's kind of where we are both looking still forward to the holiday as we record this.
Yes.
So who knows what lies on the other side?
It feels like the day this airs, you know, 12/31 feels so far away from the day we're recording. And it's no farther than we often work 10 days so ahead. It just feels like
there's so much that's going to happen.
There's so much that's going to happen. And, you know, our kids are older, but Christmas is still a really like, you know, sparkly, sweet time, no matter how old your kids are. And so it is such a, if you celebrate Christmas, it's such a like a line after which everything is different because it's already happened. I really enjoy that week between Christmas and New Year's. And I just feel like I live in this calendary, thinky, planny, like space that's like indulgent in an indulgent way, not in a like stressed out, like productive way, but just blank pages on a new planner kind of thing. I love.
And you tend to get that rush of energy. And the funny thing about having Christmas between now and then is that I cannot get past Christmas to get myself in that mind space yet. We were just chatting before we started recording and I was saying how sort of I'm not down or depressed or anything. I'm just having a really hard time solidifying ideas around things I want to do, because it's like the end of a pregnancy. All I can focus on is that Christmas is in a week and from when we're recording this, and I have to like get ready for it. And then after that, I'll be able to think about the new year. So yeah, definitely some like, it's going to all happen in a rush when that energy hits us and puts us in that mindset.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
But it's been fun to kind of just catch up on all this stuff. One thing I do want us to talk about before we close out this little update and look forward is that we've been talking a lot about doing live events. We do live events in that we go to conferences and we speak. But if you don't have an interest in the topic of that conference, you're not gonna attend that or see that. And we've done a handful of other things that were more like open to the public, I guess. Mm-hmm. But we haven't done it a lot. And that's something I think in 2020 we're definitely going to look into more closely. So I'm just curious what people think about that. Live events in general, have you been to a live event that like a podcaster or an author has put on? And I'm not really talking about a book signing. I'm talking about like an event, you know,
like something in a space where there's an audience.
Like staged and there's an audience. Yeah. If you like it, what you like and don't like, where you live, if you want to email us, if this like makes your ears perk up and you're like, yes, please, Megan and Sarah, get all your favorite podcasting friends together and come to my town. First of all, we want to know where that town is, but we also want to know like what you think is enjoyable about that. Like, what would you be in it for?
Yes, especially as it relates to, you can be wearing your pajamas and sipping your coffee at home listening to us. Turns out we had over 5,000 hours. No, that's not right. 5,000 minutes of content this year. Feels like 5,000 hours. So what would be different about what you can get on the podcast that you would put on real pants and drive someplace to see us?
Real pants. Think about it that way. It's like listening to the Mom Hour, but with pants on. And probably your hair done.
Yeah, with friends. So. Like there's something. And yeah, I think that is definitely something we're exploring, as are many other podcasters. It's we're not the only ones. It's a thing to take your show on the road. So,
yeah.
Can we have a tour Sarah bus?
You know what? If we were all on a tour bus, like us and our podcast besties, I think that would be super fun. But you'd have to have your face on the side of it.
On the side of the bus? No, I really don't want my face on the side of a bus. But you've already done that. So
I've already had my face on the side of a van. So I don't ever need to do that again.
All right.
Well, do we cover everything? I feel like so much of it is still emerging. But what I would love for people to do when they're listening to this is to go check our social media accounts, because I bet all or much will have been revealed.
Yes.
In the, you know, in the time since we're recording this.
Well, happy New Year's Eve. Hopefully everyone is doing something that they want to do tonight. And that could be the whole spectrum of possibilities.
Exactly.
So I hope you are doing exactly what you want to do tonight, whatever that is. And we can't wait to kick off 2020 with you. We have a regular Tuesday episode a week from today to kick off the year. And followed closely on the heels of that is our first Voices interview of the month. We have our monthly newsletter that goes out in January. Like, we're not taking a break. So get some rest, and we will be back with you in the new year, and we will talk to you then.
Sarah, I have been having just the best time making my new podcast, The Teas Made. I launched back in November, and so far I've covered topics like staying warm on cold winter walks, nurturing creativity, how to be a great host, and even Nordic secrets to loving winter.
Well, you know I am fan number one of The Teas Made. It's got such a cozy vibe, and it seems like you've really hit your stride in covering topics like wellness, self-care, comforting rituals and routines, and home and family life.
Just look for The Teas Made with Megan Francis wherever you get your podcasts, or head to theteasmade.com to find all the episodes.
The Mom Hour is brought to you by partners like Chatbooks. Chatbooks makes it beyond easy to create beautiful photo books by importing your digital photos from anywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Google Photos, or directly from your phone. The books come in a variety of sizes with beautiful cover options and binding styles to choose from, and they start at just $15. Plus, we have a great deal just for our listeners. Use code THEMOMHOUR20 to save 20% off your purchase. Just download the Chatbooks app and use code THEMOMHOUR20 to save 20%.